see. They never wanted me. The curse is laid upon my race. Useless serpents, they bring disgrace. A man without a face. Time they pass again. It's so hard to tell where and when. Yeah, just do the best you can. The flames will burn away the waste. All the lies that they told erased. A man without. A man without a face. 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 A man without a face.
Welcome, dear ladies and gentlemen, to the Rabbit Hole Radio Show with your host, David James. Yeah, that's me. Yay, yay. Oh, it's only one of us cheering. How's it going, everybody? How's it going? Well, here we are in another rabbit hole. And last week we talked and read from this book by Maurice Pinet, it's from the church. It's called The Plot Against the Church. Not to be confused with The Plot Against Christianity, which was Elizabeth Dilling's book that we read from earlier, I believe, in Saxon's Creed shows. This is The Plot Against the Church, meaning the Catholic Church, you see. And they're the only church as far as they are concerned. So, we read last week and found out a lot of things. And this week, I'm going to be reading from chapter 2 a little earlier in the book. And the title is The Jews as Founders of Freemasonry. Yeah. To unmask Freemasonry, quote-unquote, said Leo the 13th, means to conquer it. When we lift its mask, then every honest mind and every Christian heart will turn away from it with revulsion. And through this fact alone will it fall. Completely destroyed and detested, particularly by those who obey it. The learned scholar and Jesuit Monsignor Leon Murin, S.J. Archbishop, Bishop of Port Louis, shows us in his so very richly authenticated work, Clarification of Freemasonry, quote-unquote, with crushing authority that the Jews are the founders, organizers, and leaders of Freemasonry, which they use to attain world domination in order to destroy the Holy Catholic Church and the remaining existing religions. Among the attested literature that he presents in his connection appear several quotations which we mention in the following. Now, I definitely want to check out and see if I can find this particular book. And let me just pop over real quick and see if I can find the PDF. Just takes a second. Ladies and gentlemen, please be patient. Hopefully it will be able to be found. Well, I don't see it right yet, but I'll have to look at it later. So, these quotes he talked about, quotations. Here's the first quote. The first highest Masonic council was, as we have already said, formed on the 31st of May, 1801, in Charleston, 33 degrees northern latitude, under the chairmanship of the Jew Isaac Long, who was made Inspector General by the Jew Moses Cohen, and who had received his degree from Heis, from Franken, and from the Jew Morin. Okay, what do you think about that? Charleston, South Carolina. I believe that's South Carolina. Or it could be the North Carolina. I mean, Charleston. Excuse me. This is on the northern latitude of the 33 degrees. And this stuff is very interesting. You know, when you think about the placing of these things, they were called ley lines. I believe it's L-E-Y, ley lines. Second quote, the Jews were thus the founders of the first great council, which was to transform itself into the middle point of world Freemasonry, and they placed it in America in a city chosen exactly on the 33rd parallel, northern latitude. The successive head has lived in Charleston since 1801. In the year 1889, this was Albert Pike, whom we have already mentioned in his circular letter of the 14th of July, 1889, the framed anniversary of the tercentenary. The famed anniversary and tercentenary. Now, I don't know what a tercentenary is. Let's look it up. You know I love to do that, don't you? Okay. Tercentenary. Oh, I never heard of this. Tercentenary. Now, when I looked at the word, I thought of century, but it does have something to do with that. The 300th anniversary of a significant... I can't speak. The 300th anniversary of a significant event, a tricentennial, events arranged to mark the library's tercentenary. Adjective. Related to a 300th anniversary, tricentennial, his tercentenary, let me see if I'm getting this right, his tercentenary year, that's the word, tercentenary, that's T-E-R-C-E-N-T-E-N-A-R-Y, tercentenary. I don't think I said it right in the first part, but we've got it corrected now, haven't we? Very interesting. I've never heard of that before. He assumes the title of each of the 33 degrees and in addition adds the following. This is the quote. Most mighty and all highest commander, grand master of the Supreme Council of Charleston, first highest council of the globe, grand master and preserver of the Holy Palladium, all highest pontifex of world Freemasonry. And you know what I love about that? You know, it's funny that these things, they always get caught, you know. When I do my Freemasonic exposés, I always have these Freemasons, and they say, Freemasonry is not a religion. Then why are they calling this the highest pontifex of world Freemasonry, grand master? And isn't that what rabbi means, master? And then the Catholics call theirs father, and the pontifex pontificus maximus. So, you know, these people, Albert Pike doesn't get much, you know, you don't get much higher than Albert Pike in Freemasonry when it comes to the 30, you know, the, what is it called? The Scottish Rite here in America. And, you know, he is one of these, what you would call racists. What all these other freaks have, you know, knocked down all these other people's statues and everything. Yet, they don't go after Albert Pike's statue that's right in Washington, D.C., where all the Groids are. And I think it's very funny because It's very telling. You know, some of us are more equal than others, as you know. So, you know that Albert Pike said he had a personal relationship with Lucifer, that he could call on Lucifer and Lucifer would come to him and speak. And he knew 15 to 18 languages, somewhere around that area. I mean, this guy wasn't stupid. But he was deceived, of course. And he was born for this destruction, obviously. You know what I mean? So, again, let's read his quote. Most mighty and all highest. You know who the Most High really is, right? It's Yahweh himself. But he's calling the devil, or even himself, the Most Mighty and All Highest Commander, Grand Master of the Supreme Council of Charleston, First Highest Council of the Globe, Grand Master and Preserver of the Holy Palladium, All Highest Pontifex of World Freemasonry. And of course, they have a temple without windows. You know, they worship at the temple, these Freemasonries, which it isn't a religion. No, well, you know, it's like the Jewish question with Freemasonry. Well, is it a religion or is it a science? It's both. Whereas the Jewish question is, are they a religion or are they a race? It's neither. Very interesting, isn't it? Next quote. With these pompous titles, he published his circular letter in the 130th year of his pontificate, supported by 10 high dignitaries, most enlightened and most sublime brothers, rulers, grand general inspectors, chosen magi. Hello? Can you say Aleister Crowley? Who form the most illustrious grand collegium of the ancient Freemasons, and the council of the chosen troops, and of the holy battalion of the order. I hope you're listening. Let's continue. Next one. Let's find out, is this Charleston, North Carolina, South Carolina? Because I'm just curious. I have forgotten. Charleston, 33rd degree. Let me just see if it'll come up. It's South Carolina. Okay. So it wasn't North Carolina. Just clarifying for our, you know, just because we want to know. Okay, so this is Charleston, South Carolina, that is on the 33rd northern parallel. Doesn't that sound funny? That's why I thought it was North Carolina, to tell you the truth. But everything's screwed up in the world, so, you know, what are you going to do? Take a sip of my iced coffee here, and let's read the next quote. You're going to hear a lot of things here. I can see that. I haven't read this quote, but I'm just scanning the quote and see a lot of words I recognize. The circular letter, this is the quote, the circular letter enumerates the 23 highest councils which previously were directly created through that of Charleston and are dispersed over the entire world. Now, let me make a comment about the number 23 that I know about. There is, when they have the two pillars, which is knowledge and power or knowledge and wisdom, I can't remember, Jachin and Boaz, in DNA, there's 46 chromosomes. So 23 is half of that. I don't remember the exact significance of this 23, but I think it's 23 female, 23 male. I'm not sure. I'd have to look into it. Let's just look real quick. I mean, it doesn't hurt to just check it out. In DNA, 23 chromosomes. Okay. 23 pairs. How many chromosomes do people have? In humans, each cell normally contains 23 pairs of chromosomes for a total of 46. Okay, they're pairs. 22 of these pairs, called autosomes, look the same in both males and females. The 23rd pair, the sex chromosomes, differ between males and females. Oh, we're going to have a big problem here. How are we going to change that for the queers? All these different genders. Uh-oh, we've got a problem. See, so I knew what I was talking about. Okay, so there's 23 pairs, but I just didn't know. This is more clarification. This is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. So we have 23 pairs of chromosomes, and for a total of 46, like I told you. So you'd have 23 for one pillar, 23 for the other pillar, Jachin and Boaz. You understand what I mean? Let's look that up, too, just for the heck of it. So the 23rd pair of these chromosomes determine the sex. Okay? So that's what we learned there. And Jachin and Boaz, Freemasonic meaning. And it's Jachin with a C, I remember. Yes, I'm pretty sure it is. No, C-H. So Jachin and Boaz. Uh-oh. So it is power. Oh, and the other one is strength. Okay. So just so you'll know what these people believe, Boaz, on the other hand, is Baaz. Kind of like Baal, B-A-A-Z. Get it? Boaz, on the other hand, is Baaz. Now, I've never heard that before, meaning power or might. The one on the right, so left is power or might, and the one on the right is strength. The one on the right means he shall establish. And the second, it is in strength. That's what they mean. So that's what it's all about there, ladies and gentlemen. As with most occult symbols, the twin pillars conceal multiple layers of meaning, some intended for the profane, others divulged in the higher degrees of Freemasonry. And yes, of course, they have more meanings, more than one meanings. DNA would be another one of these meanings, 23 on each. Just like the Jewish Shaitan is split up into two hemispheres, right? Remember that? So wisdom and knowledge, of course, would be, I was right on that as well, would be another meaning of these two pillars. So power is what it shall be. And it says the one on the right means he shall establish. And the second, it is in it is strength. In it is strength. So it has many meanings. We could look deeper into this, but I'm not going to right now. It's just, this is kind of interesting stuff for you to understand what these people are all about. So that's why there's 23 highest councils here he's talking about. So let's continue. The circular letter enumerates the 23 highest councils, which previously were directly created through that of Charleston and are dispersed over the entire world. Then it lists the 100 Grand Orients and Grand Lodges of all rites, that's R-I-T-E-S, which are connected with the highest council of Charleston as the all highest power of Freemasonry. The exclusive rite, R-I-T-E, of the Jews. For example, the Grand Orient of France, the General Council of the Rite of Mizraim. Now, Mizraim is Egypt. The Grand Council of the Freemason Odd Fellows. You've heard of the Odd Fellows, right? They say that that's just a simple little order where men get together to play cards. But it says here that it's a little bigger than that. The Grand Council. So it says, for example, the Grand Orient of France, the General Council of the Rite of Mizraim, and the Grand Council of the Freemasons, Freemason Odd Fellows, etc. Now, Mizraim, the Rite of Mizraim, goes to 90 degrees as far as I understand, and it appears that the fellow there that pretends he's a Christian, who is just chock full of devils, William Schnebelin, he made it to the 90th degree of that. I think it's 90 degrees, I'm almost positive. And then it says, from the preceding, we must conclude that Freemasonry all over the world is one in countless forms. However, under the supreme direction of the all-highest pontifex of Charleston. Okay? And I will tell you that the York Rite is in competition, and Freemasonry, just like the Jews are in business and in competition with one another, the Jewish Freemasonic lodges are at competition with one another, and that's the way it was in early America. Jewish origin. Another one, another quote. The rites and symbols of the Freemasons and of the other secret sects remind one constantly of the Kabbalah, secret Jewish mystique, and Jewry. Dennis Fetcho teaches the Kabbalah. He's a proponent of the Kabbalah. He's not just teaching it to expose it. He's teaching it for you to learn it. And he's on Eurofolkradio.com. Do you understand? That's not all this the filth that this fellow teaches. Now, he's Antichrist because he doesn't believe in Jesus Christ, and he said some things about Christ as far as I understand. I need to look into this fellow and do an examination of him. But he teaches the Kabbalah, in case you don't know that. And it's spelled in this case. Now, it can be spelled C-A-B-A-L-A, or it can be spelled C-A-B-B-A-L-A, or it could be K-A-B-B-A-L-L-A-H. They can spell it 10 different ways. And deliberately, I've already told you why they do that. Okay? So again, the rites and symbols of the Freemasons and of other secret sects, that's S-E-C-T-S, remind one constantly of the Kabbalah, the secret Jewish mystique. And Jewry. By the way, Fetcho claims that the Kabbalah is really not the Jews, but it was white men's in the beginning. Now, doesn't that sound like the parallel of, we are the true Israelites and the Jews have stolen our identity? You see, that's a little game being played. No, it's true. The Jews have stolen our identity, but it's not true that the Kabbalah was ours first. It's Jewish. Up, down, and all around, and not Israelite at all. Okay, the reconstruction of the Temple of Solomon, the Star of David, which is even not the Star of David at all, the Seal of Solomon, the names of the different degrees, for example, Knight Kadosh. Kadosh means in Hebrew, holy. Knight Kadosh. So the separate night, the holy night, you get it? Prince of Jerusalem, Prince of Lebanon, Knight of the Serpent of Aran, etc. And does not the prayer of the English Freemasons, which was recorded in the assembly held in 1663, recall Judaism in a most clear manner? That's a question. I'm just interested for a moment in looking up the Serpent of Aran. That's A-I-R-A-I-N. Let's just quickly see what might come up on that. See, we study together, you and I, and we discover Le Serpent d'Aran dans la Bible. Le Serpent d'Aran dans la Bible. Okay, let's see. There's pictures that it shows for the serpent. Let's look at this real quickly. It's not that good of a... I don't understand. This doesn't make any sense. That was wiki data. Yeah, I don't like that. So, Nahash, when it's really Nakash. It's really a French thing, obviously. Because it's really, it's all Le Serpent of Darin. So we'd have to look into it. So it'll take a little more time than just me looking into it briefly. But this is, you know, see, if you listen to this show and you take its avenues and look down these avenues and study these things, maybe you'll find out a lot of things that are important. These shows that I do, these articles that I produce, are study pieces. You can't just listen to the show once and consume the whole thing any more than you could read a chapter in the Bible and consume the whole thing. You have to have the mind, a curious mind, a mind that loves the truth and a mind that wants to search for what the truth is in matters. So it's like a beginning. These shows are all like a beginning for you to say, well, let me take it to the next level and learn from this and find out things and connect dots myself. Okay, next quote. Finally, the Scottish Freemasons made use of the Jewish calendar. For example, a book which was written by the American Freemason Pike in the year 1881 is dated Anno Mundi, 5641. At present, this calendar is retained only in the highest degrees. While the Freemasons in general add 4,000 years to the Christian calendar, not 3760 like the Jews. So now understand this. This is something that you should understand. That in this year, let's say, if this is the year 37. If this is the year 2019 plus 3760, this is 5779 to the Jews. You get that? But the Freemasons add 5,000 to it. You see? So, 5,000 plus 2019 equals, this is the year 7019. Okay? And they say that that's only in the higher degrees. So that's something to note. The clever rabbi, Benamazeg, writes in the following, another quote, listen, those who wish to make the effort to examine the questions of relations between Jewry and philosophic Freemasonry, between theosophy and the secret doctrines in general, will lose a little of their arrogant despisal of the Kabbalah, which is Jewish mysticism. They will cease to smile contemptuously at the idea that the Kabbalistic theology perhaps has to fulfill a mission in the religious reshaping of the future. Ah, now in that quote, I see something very important. Because the new religion, which the world religion was supposed to be the Baha'i religion, but also Alice Bailey said that the change would come through teaching the church and in school. I can't remember the three things. I'm going to have to reschool myself on that. But Freemasonry has gone in to teach the church. And Freemasonry is the Kabbalah, as we have seen here. What does that tell you about Fetcho? If Freemasonry is Jewish and the Kabbalah is Freemasonry, And the Kabbalah is Jewish. And Fetcho teaches these things not for you to learn or be exposed them. He wants you to learn them and adhere to them and it be part of your, you understand? Because this says that they will cease to smile contemptuously at the idea that the Kabbalistic theology, hello, perhaps has to fulfill a mission in the religious reshaping of the future. You get it? So, next quote. Who are the true leaders of Freemasonry? This is one of the secrets of the sect, which is very carefully kept, but one can assert that Freemasonry all over the world develops in agreement with one and the same plan, that its methods are always and in all parts identical, and that the aims pursued are permanently the same. This occasioned us to believe that a uniform middle point exists which directs all movements of the sect. You see, Freemasonry is involved in changing the religion of the world. Freemasonry is the Kabbalah. Freemasonry is Jewish. Freemasonry wants to build rebuild the temple in Jerusalem and establish which means that the death of Christ is of no value and not recognized. So they're going to reinstitute the sacrifice, the red heifer, etc., etc. And Freemasonry is involved in all these overturning of the governments, etc., etc. And all Freemasons that I have met have no problem with queers. They have no problem with that at all. And you know why. So it says, further on, we will touch upon this question. However, here, let us recall that Carta de Colonia, dated 24th June 1935, speaks of a director of Freemasonry. The Grand Master, you see, if you just wanted to change it, it would be the Grand Rabbi. You understand? The Grand Master, or Patriarch, who, although known by very few brothers, exists in reality. The Gugonot de Massot points out that this choice of the order, these real directors, whom only a very few initiates know, exercise their function in useful and secret dependency upon the Israelite Kabbalists. Now, you see, this particular book uses the word Israelite, but the Jews aren't Israelites. You understand that? So there's a little problem with that here, because you know that we're the Israelites of the Bible, and the Jews call themselves Israelis, not Israelites. So they exercise their function in useful and secret dependency upon the Jewish Kabbalists. I'm going to just change that. Mystics. Page 338, 339. And that the true directors of Freemasonry are the friends, the helpers, and the vassals of the Jew to whom they do homage as their highest lords. The same judgment is shared by Eckhart, Drumont, Deschamps, Monsignor Ewan, Lamballin, and other savants of Freemasonic and Jewish questions. Let us leave the dogmatic teachings of the Freemasons and Jewry to one side, and let us examine the alliances between both from the purely practical and realistic standpoint. If one proceeds logically, one cannot avoid drawing the conclusion which is formulated by L. de Pensin in The Secret Powers Behind Revolution, which is a book. Now, L. de Pensin, it's spelled P-O-N-C-I-N-S. Pensins, so it's L. de Pensins, something like that. Quote, The manifoldness of Freemasonry, its permanence, the inalterability of its goals, which are completely explicable since it is a question of the Jewish creation to serve the Jewish interests, would be completely incomprehensible if in its origin were of a Christian nature. Another quote, even the purpose itself of Freemasonry, namely the destruction of Christian civilization, reveals to us the Jew, for only the Jew can draw advantage from it, and the Jew alone is inspired by a sufficiently violent hatred towards Christianity to create such an organization. You do know that Freemasonry is helping to destroy Christianity, right? And you do know that the Jews are Antichrist, don't you? Well, so are the Freemasons. Albert Pike, who can call on Lucifer, is Antichrist. Remember what he said about the Third World War, that they would release the nihilists and the atheists and create a social cataclysm? Is there not a social cataclysm going on right now? And there'd be a war between the Christians and Muslims. And at the end of that, the Christians would be without compass. I remember. Yes, I remember all too well. So, Freemasonry, quote-unquote, continues de Pensins. It is a secret society and is directed by an international minority. Who do we know is an international minority? Who do we know as the internationalists that hate Christ, that are anti-Christ? Why, it's the Jews. Why can't Christians see this? Why can't your everyday Christian who is in the Jewish version of Christianity, why can't they understand this? It has been sworn it has sworn Christianity an irreconcilable hatred. Isn't that what the Jews say about Christianity? Don't they want to change? Aren't they saying it's racist and anti-Jewistic? And aren't they trying to change all the quotes in the newer part of the Testament to remove the deity of Jesus Christ and to get rid of the anti-Jewishism, which is all laced all the way through it? These three characteristics are exactly the same as those that describe Jewry and represent the proof that the Jews are the leading elements of the lodges. So what he's saying is that Freemasonry is a secret society that is directed by an international minority. So that's directed by the Jews. It has sworn Christianity irreconcilable hatred. Right? Don't they write the hate laws and everything? Aren't they calling Christianity hatred? Don't they want to get rid of Christianity? And then, you know, I mean, this is amazing in itself. See, because only the Jew can draw advantage from Freemasonry. And the Jew alone, it says up here further, it says the Jew alone, inspired by a sufficiently violent hatred towards Christianity to create such an organization. So it's Antichrist. That's what he's saying to you. Freemasonry is Antichrist, and it's Jewish, and Jews are Antichrist. So next paragraph here. Already in 1867, the Permanent International League for Peace came into existence, and its secretary, the Jew Passy, that's Passy, outlined the ideas of a court of justice to settle all conflicts between nations without appeal. The newspaper, the Israelite Archive, quote-unquote, dreamed of a similar court of justice in the year of 1864. It is not natural and necessary, is the quotation, wrote a certain Levy Bing. That's a Jew's name. Now, Microsoft's search engine is called Bing, isn't it? And we know about Bing Crosby, right? Levy Bing. And he also says that as soon as possible, we should see an erected and an additional court of justice and a fact, and in fact, a highest court of justice to whom the great open conflicts and the quarrels among the nations are submitted, which in the last instance passes judgment and whose last word is given powerful weight. This will be the word of God, which is uttered by his firstborn sons, the Hebrews, you see, and before which the general rest of mankind will bow in respect before our brothers, our friends, and our pupils. You see what it's saying there? The Jew expects us to bow before them. And the great court that they would be speaking of here would be the Sanhedrin, wouldn't it? The same great court that Yeshua had to go before, where he was judged. So they want this Sanhedrin to be the last word in all things, obviously. And they want to, of course, it would be made up of Jews, which they said was his firstborn sons, which is a lie. And before this council, it says, which the general rest of mankind will bow in respect before our brothers, our friends, and our pupils. You get it? You see what these Jews, and they claim that they are the supreme race and they have Jewish privilege. And they're out yelling all over the place how we have white privilege and there's all these white supremacists. Can't anybody see this? These are the dreams of Israel, it says. But this isn't the true Israel. This is the fake Israel, you see? As always, they accord with those of Freemasonry. The Freemasonic calendar writes, please pay attention, when the Republic has been set up in the whole of old Europe, Israel as ruler will rule over this old Europe. I'm going to let that sink in while I take a sip of my iced coffee. Did you hear that? Let me read it again for you. When the Republic has been set up in the whole world of old Europe, Israel as ruler will rule over this old Europe. This is the okay, they're calling it the World Congress, or it's the Sanhedrin, is what it is. So it continues here. At the World Congress of Jewish Youth, which was held on 4th August 1928, H. Justin Goddard announced that the Jews were the firmest supporters of the League of Nations, which had to thank its existence to them. The Jew Kassin gave more exact information. The promises of peace in my next article will be revealed here. It's amazing. The promises of peace, the UN has promised us peace, and this, the precursor of the UN was the League of Nations. But when you see my next article, you're going to find out just how much peace there has been in the world. You're going to see how many countries are at war right now? And how many have been overthrown, etc., etc., etc.? You're going to see the restructuring of the Middle East. They said they were going to restructure it, but they've already been doing it. As a matter of fact, an article on Newsbytes just today claimed that Saudi Arabia was giving a portion of their land to this international whatever. So they're giving up a nice big chunk of land because it's Saudi Jew-rabia. Of course they're going to help in restructuring the Middle East. So we, our soldiers have gone over there and killed millions and millions and millions of people and destroyed their families, destroyed their homes, destroyed their trees, their gardens, their businesses, their lives, their governments, and everything else, so that the Jew could send them to our country. And now that there's not many of them left in their countries as before, the Jew can just take control over the countries and restructure the Middle East. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's going on in the world. And you'll be surprised when you see the maps, as I was surprised. The next quote, the rebirth of Zionism is the work of the League of Nations. Hello? The rebirth of Zionism is the work of the League of Nations. Through it, the Jewish organizations place themselves as defenders of the League of Nations, and therefore Geneva swarms with representatives of the quote-unquote alleged chosen people. The most venerable cardinal, oh good, I don't, forget about venerable cardinal. Anyway, this cardinal, Jose Maria Caro, our Archbishop of Santiago and primate of Chile, also proves in his authoritatively supported work, The Secret of Freemasonry, that it is the Jews who direct this sect in order to rule the world and destroy Holy Church. In connection with its origin, he affirms. You ready for this quote? The Freemasonic rite clearly betrays its Jewish origin. The symbols, which begin with the Bible itself, the coat of arms upon which an attempt is made to explain the different forms of the cherubim described by Ezekiel in his second poem, an ox, a man, a lion, and an eagle. The two pillars of the Freemasonic temple in remembrance, that's Jachin and Boaz, right? In remembrance of the temple of Solomon, the rebuilding of the temple, which is the work of the Freemasons, etc. The reading matter of and the handbooks, which in greater part are taken from the Bible, they turn almost always towards Freemasonic taste, especially the legend of Hiram, which plays an important role in the Freemasonic rite. Now let me make a comment. When you talk about the cherubim, which was an ox, a man, a lion, and an eagle, these were the primary, these are Israelite, not Jewish, symbolism. The lion would be Judah, the eagle would be Dan, the man, I can't remember who that is right off my hand, and the ox, right? Now, there were 12 tribes of Israel, and then these four would be on the outskirts of it with their flags up. Why, I don't know the man right this second. I believe it's, I just have to refresh my memory. I just did something on this. But Comparé talks about this as well. So these are also in the book of Revelation. I don't know why, I just don't know this at the top of my mind. The ox would be Ephraim, I believe, and the man, I do know who it is. But anyway, sorry I don't know that last one. But all these things, the rebuilding of the temple and all these things, this Jachin and Boaz are from the scriptures. You do understand that, right? Let's look at the next quote from this fellow. The customary words and expressions like the names of the pillars, Boaz and Jachin, which is Jachin with a J, J-A-C-H-I-N, the words of knowledge and of admittance, Tubal-Cain, Shiboleth, Giblim, and Moahan, Necham or Necham, Ababel, etc., the importance which is allotted to numbers. Uh-oh, don't talk about numbers. A matter very original to the Kabbalah. All these are further proofs of the Kabbalistic influence on Freemasonry. Now, let me explain something to you. Some one wrote me and they asked me, well, how did you get in? How did you find out about all these number things that you're doing? Am I a Kabbalist? They didn't ask me that. I'm just saying, you know, no. But I will tell you that I had learned over the years about numbers, and I was tuned into the number 9/11, and then there's biblical numbers, and I looked up at those type of things. And through these articles and all kinds of things, another thing that I have learned about these numbers. Also, I've looked up what numbers mean, because I know they have significance in the Bible and in the devil's kingdom. And so one other thing that I learned that tuned me into this thing was, as I began to look at driving around for my occupation, I would look at license plates, and I would find out that 90% at least of the license plates had 666 encoded into them. And they have before I was born, and they still have it coded into them. And so I realized at one point, you know, A equals 1, B equals 2, C equals 3 for the... And so I realized that 666 was encoded not in numbers, but both in numbers that are letters and numbers. And you could add the numbers, you could subtract them. Like, for instance, the letter R is the 18th letter of the alphabet, right? And so if you have an R on your license plate, you have 666 encoded automatically. But there's all different ways. I can't explain it all to you now, but believe me, I have found that 666 is encoded in not at least 90% of the license plates of the world, and has been, I mean, even on old black and white shows that I see, I look at the license plate, boom, it's there. And this drives some people crazy. So I find out, as I went to Dennis Fetcho's site, they do it a little different. It says A equals 2, B equals, and weird things. But you see, they also do the A equals 1 and all. So I didn't learn that because I was trying to learn Kabbalism. I came across it by chance. No, I'm not a promoter of Kabbalism or Kabbalistic things. I'm not a promoter of anything Jew. But that's how, in case you wanted to know, well, how did you come across these number things? How did you get there? Well, I mean, listen, I'm somebody who looks at things. I study things. When I see things, I say, oh, let me look into this. I don't say, well, let me ignore that. Those are numbers. Those don't mean anything to me. Those have no bearing on me. Yes, they have a lot of bearing on you. So it continues here. Finally, the facts, the rule of terror, the outbreak of satanic hatred against the church, against Jesus Christ. I'm not going to use the word there. The terrible blasphemies against Yahweh that the revolutionary Freemasons perpetrated in France are nothing more than the expression and the fulfillment of the Kabbalistic and secret sects, which already for several centuries have fought secretly against Christianity. I hope you're listening, ladies and gentlemen. What the Jewish Bolshevists to the greatest part do in Russia against Christianity is only another edition of the deeds of the Freemasons in the French Revolution. The executioners are others. However, the doctrine that motivates and empowers them and the supreme leadership are the same. You understand that? And next week we'll continue with chapter 3, the Jews as the leaders of the Freemasons. Now, you know, this is very important stuff. I didn't really intend on going into this book, but I think it's shown us some very important things, and I was able to extrapolate, you know, to further teach you about some things that are important to understand. You see that Freemason is Antichrist, right? So we know that when I talk about Mystery Babylon, the mystery is how do these things all work together? Because Freemasonry was juxtaposed to the Catholic Church at one point. It really still is, but then again, it's not, because I know that sounds contradictive, but they're both from Babylon. Freemasonry was brought back in Babylon, and supposedly it had roots in Egypt, Mizraim. So the Catholic Church and the bankers who are from Babylon, right? This is Babylonian banking system. And the Jews whose Talmud came from Babylon. And so the Freemasons were resurrected as the mystery religions were resurrected by Semiramis, or Semiramis, however you want to say it, Nimrod's wife. And you've got the Catholic Church, which of course is a Babylonian institution. There's no doubt about that, no question. That's the mystery. When you have the diamond merchant there writing Vatican assassins, and then you have Alex Jones saying it's the New World Order, which we know has always been the New World Order for the Jews. It always has been. And then you have the Judaism, the pretend religion, and then we have the Catholic Church, and then we have and it's all them. It's this, it's Freemasonry, it's this, it's the Satan. You know, they're all intertwined. These are the tentacles of the Hydra, or the heads of this multi-headed Hydra, the beast. You understand? The beast with seven heads and 10 crowns. Perhaps the seven heads, I need to count the heads in a sense. Let me see. Freemasonry, Judaism, Catholicism, Babylonian merchants. That's four already. I mean, there's got to be three more, right? The Jesuits. The Jews themselves, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe we're onto something with that. I don't know. Anyway, I always give good advice at the end of every Rabbit Hole Radio show, and that is, don't go down the wrong hole.
Just do the best you can. The flames will burn away the waste, all the lies that they told erased. A man without a face, a man without.